for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world on HBO pay-per-view. Ladies and gentlemen, from Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, let's get ready.
The Fantasy Fight Night podcast, and I jumped in and took the introduction from him, even though it says Andy's name. I thought I was gonna be late. Andy, take over our introduction.
All right, hello, welcome to the Fantasy Fight Night podcast. We are sponsored by B3T Sports and Dynasty Pros, so you can listen to our Fantasy Fight Night podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at B3T Sports. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Andy Heideman. Adam is at Adamski Fantasy, and the show is Fantasy Fight Night. So, really big news. We are being sponsored now by Dynasty Pros, which is super, super awesome. They're really big in the IDP space, really big in the Devy space. When it comes to fantasy football, they have a really, really great idea on how to score players when it comes to IDP, which is the biggest issue why people don't like to play with them. So I'm really, really excited to work with them. We're going to be working with them moving forward. Eventually, we're even going to have some IDP segments. So if you're really hankering for that, you're going to get it. Let's see here. Oh, and also, while we're talking about it, our other sponsor, B3T Sports. If you want a shot at winning a free NFL jersey, check out b3tsports.com/contest. How's it going, Adam?
Oh, it's going. It is, I wasn't expecting the Seahawks to be up on the Saints.
I also was not.
An 84-yard touchdown to DK Metcalf will do that.
That is insane. I mean, like, it was going to happen. I mean, DK is crazy good. Even if you have Geno Smith, you're going to have at least one good play to DK at some point, right?
You would hope.
So, I mean, so that game's going on. We're not watching it, but we'll be checking for highlights and updates as we record here. Do you want to hop into our stat of the week?
Yeah, so stat of the week. Tampa Bay allowed its first 100-yard rusher.
They did. They sure did. They did it to a sixth-round pick.
Sixth-round rookie pick while beating the crap out of the team. If the Bears would just run the ball and then do play action off of it, we could actually compete in games. Justin Fields' stats on play action are insane. We just don't ever do it. We should be doing it like Arthur
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith with Derrick Henry style.
I would love to get your take just as a Bears fan, because I don't want to talk about the Panthers this week. We're just going to talk about the Bears. So if you had to go back and do it over, if let's say Andy Dalton never gets hurt, like the way you're seeing Justin Fields, do you think like if they were like, we're going to give him more time to develop and you knew what you knew now, would you be like, yeah, that's fine? Or would you still be like, no, we have to get Justin Fields playtime?
You know, the toughest thing, it wouldn't have mattered what quarterback because of the amount of offensive tackles had hurt. You know, we had Tim Jenkins, Larry Borum, our two draft picks. Neither one of them are playing now. And then we had Jermaine Ifedi, who was actually playing surprisingly well at right tackle. And then we have Jason Peters playing well enough. And then we had to start Laviska Simmons, who literally got a zero on PFF on pass grades.
Yeah, I saw that.
I could slow down a professional NFL player down, and that's genuinely not an exaggeration. I literally could not do any worse. It was strip sacks on both pass plays that he was in there.
Yeah, and you know, and that was the other thing. I know turnovers were a big thing for Fields. He had three interceptions, two lost fumbles. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Bucs defense is nasty. It's very, very good. I mean, their corners are bad, but that's just because they don't have their starters. Everyone's hurt. But I think that the Bears have they've got some pulse. Like, I mean, I'm really more scared for you guys signing Nagy again. Allen Robinson is probably gone. Allen Robinson is droppable in fantasy football.
Yeah, we talked about that on the Kirk Fantasy Football Podcast.
Only in redraft. If you have been dynasty, you got to hold for next year. But, like, if you're in a redraft, I think you're able to drop him.
Yeah, it's he won't be there next year. So it's he's not exerting the effort that he should be.
Oh, touchdown, Saints. Winston fumbles, fumble recovered. Kamara. Okay, great. That's good for me. Alrighty, my stat of the week. Derek Carr is the only player in the NFL with 5 300-plus yard passing games. Derek Carr's playing some of the best football he's played since his MVP like run when he before he broke his leg. I was telling everyone to stream him last week, and people were upset. A lot of people on Reddit and other sites were upset because they were mad that I was painting Derek Carr as a possible stream against the Eagles, who haven't really allowed that many horrible games to quarterbacks. And when they have, I mean, they played Dak, they played they played Tom Brady, they played really good quarterback competition. But I was still very confident that Derek was going to get it done. He did. He's on bye this week, but Derek Carr is playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they should extend him. It looks like the offense is actually doing better without Gruden.
Well, there was a quote from Josh Jacobs that was like, when someone messes up or something goes wrong, there's not just endless screaming. Like, that's not an exact quote, but that's very similar to what he said. Which, I mean, maybe Josh Jacobs didn't like Gruden very much. I don't know. But let's see here. You have anything riding on the Monday night game?
If Tyler Lockett gets 20 in standard, which I'm not anticipating. that's it.
Okay. I don't really have anything.
I did.
What's that?
I did attempt. I do have some DFS. And Kamara to Johnson, Jameis to Kamara was big.
Yeah, I've also got some DFS tonight. And actually, that's a little sneak peek. We have a new segment on the show tonight. It'll be DFS. Yeah. It'll be fun to go over. But while we are moving into that, let's talk about news and notes. So Darren Waller missed the game on Sunday, and that was weird. It was like apparently it was known Saturday night, but I didn't get a notification until Sunday saying that he was like possibly going to be out. Then, I mean, They at least told you like an hour and a half before the game, like Waller's out, but you still, if you were playing him in the noon slot, or if you were playing him and then the noon slots hit, you had to go and find somebody to replace him. I ended up like having a slot in Cole Kmet, which I could have been way worse. Cole Kmet did okay. Got me like 4.5 points, which is, it sucks, but I mean, at least I didn't put up a zero, right?
Yeah.
Miles Sanders ankle injury looked kind of like Saquon Barkley.
Saquon's. Yeah.
But they're not expecting that he's going to miss a crazy amount of time. Josh Jacobs, he's going to be on bye, but he had a chest injury. He also left the game. They don't expect him to miss time. Zach Wilson, he hurt his knee. They're looking at 2 to 4 weeks. They actually just traded for Joe Flacco. So Joe Flacco back to the Jets. I don't get that move. Like, you're already losing a lot. Why not let your backup play? And even if, okay, let's say you lose another 3 or 4 games, you're going to get a decent draft pick, right? Like, what do you...
Yeah, but that's not... You have to commit to that mentality, and Robert Saleh will go down fighting.
Sure. At a point, though, I understand that mentality is like who he is, and there are lots of people who are like that. But it's also a business, and you have to kind of know when you're gonna like, you have to know when you're done for the year. I mean, they're not gonna make the playoffs, right? There's no possible way.
No, I don't think that there's any way that they're going to make the playoffs.
So you gotta know when you're gonna cut your losses with that. Jonnu Smith. He left the game with a shoulder injury, and it might keep him out a week or two. This really sucks because I took a shot with him in DFS this week, and I played him in my flex spot, and it was going very well. Like, he had me 7.5 points before he left the game. If he would have continued, I really do think he could put up a double-digit week for me, but he unfortunately left the game. Hunter Henry, it's like his fourth game in a row with a touchdown.
Third, I think.
Okay, so, like, it's... Yeah. Either way, I mean, he's getting targets in the red zone. Hunter Henry is now probably a definite, like, tight end stream with Jonnu being out, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He was already.
Right. Dyami Brown left the game with a knee injury for the Washington football team. And then something to monitor, Tyrod Taylor, he's set to be back at practice tomorrow.
Mm.
Which, good for the Texans.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that I am missing here for the news and notes that you want to talk about or anything you want to go into more depth with?
Just monitor the Baker Mayfield injury.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't really come out with a resolution, but it might be Case Keenum time for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if they can win with him, which I think they can just based on the way they're coached and their game plan. Another thing to talk about, I went and I told, and I think we talked about it on the show last week, Dearness Johnson, I said, don't go break the bank for him. He had a very good week. I knew they'd be able to run with him. I was telling people to kind of be careful with what you spend on Fab. You mentioned, like, if you want to spend a dollar. With Kareem Hunt down, even if Chubb comes back, do you expect Dearness Johnson to get some work still?
Absolutely. Based off that performance, right, that team would run through a wall for him right now.
I definitely think. And also,
he kept their playoff hopes alive. Yeah. I mean, really, they were hurting, and he single-handedly said, I am the best player on this field, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Also, in addition, I mean, yeah, you're getting Chubb back, who is obvious. Chubb is a better running back than Dearness Johnson, but they're not going to give Chubb his full workload coming off of 2 weeks off the – I mean, there's no possible way. I mean, and with no Kareem Hunt, they're going to have to split it somehow. So he will still be involved. Okay, so week 7, top scorers. We'll go over top 5 of each position. We'll start with QBs. So at 1, we have Tua, Burrow, Stafford, Rodgers, and Brady. Tua played well. Tua played super well. And I'm sure it's because, I mean, he doesn't want to be traded. If you take away the 1 week this year where he only had, like, a couple attempts because he left and he was injured, he is scoring, I think, like 24, 25 points a game, fantasy points a game, that put him at QB9. That's great for fantasy.
Yeah, he's a sneaky add. And Brandon Cooks is a sneaky buy because he's been awful with Davis Mills in there.
I think, like, when we talk about, like for DFS this week, I played two and I stacked him with Gesicki, right? That turned out to be really good for me. I think that, and Tua was not rostered a lot because of the, you know, he was hurt, people weren't really sure, but now I think it's going to be tougher. Like, this might be your last week to actually grab him if you're confident in him. Two, we have Joe Burrow, who is that dude. Joe Burrow is nuts. Did you watch this game?
Yeah, parts of it.
We're trouncing.
Oh my goodness, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase
picking up where they left off.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I went and got Ja'Marr Chase. I won the championship and then turned around and made sure I got the number one pick so I could go get Ja'Marr Chase.
Is he off your taxi squad yet
for Dynasty? Oh yeah. Oh, okay. I played him. Okay. I've been playing him for several.
Okay,
weeks.
That's why I was curious. Me and I don't think you and I have played each other yet, so that's why I was.
Yeah, you did. You beat me week 2.
Oh, it was
week. Started Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, you should have started Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. But you know what? You know what's crazy? I also read a stat today that was, if Ja'Marr Chase caught another touchdown in every game so far, like if you added an extra touchdown for every game, he still wouldn't have as many points as Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and that's in full point PPR.
Right.
So Cooper Kupp, I mean, is getting the catches. You know, Ja'Marr Chase has a very safe floor in both PPR and in standard, mm-hmm. but Cooper Kupp is getting everything.
You know,
He's beating Randy Moss stats right now, and it's crazy because Robert Woods has been useless. It's all going through Kupp.
I cannot believe that Ja'Marr Chase just essentially killed Boyd and Higgins. Like, just absolutely, they're not fantasy.
Higgins and Boyd both have injuries.
Sure,
so.
But I still thought that, like, CJ Uzama's kind of stepped up. We'll get to tight ends here in a bit, but number 3, Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's having a phenomenal season. I mean, really, really good season. Aaron Rodgers. And then Tom Brady. Tom Brady, he had 16 incompletions in this game, still threw 4 touchdowns, still scored you 24 points. Like, some of those incompletions weren't his fault, but that, I couldn't believe Mike Evans gave away the 600 touchdown ball.
Dude, Now they keep upping the amount that they gave him.
I mean, like, yeah, because it was even the announcers.
He handed away like at least $500,000.
Well, I mean, just a signed worn Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Tom Brady jersey, I think in this offseason went for $400,000. Like, that ball is going to end up in Canton. Like, that is not like. I don't know. I mean, good on him if he's a Big Bucks fan. You want him to have it, sure. But all right, wide receivers: Cooper Kupp, 37.6 points. Ja'Marr Chase at 2. Mike Evans at 3. Mike Evans also a weird week for him. But and then AJ Brown and Terry McLaurin. These are all guys who aside from Ja'Marr Chase, before the season started, if you were like, oh, these are going to be top wide receivers, you'd go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
Had I not traded Cooper Kupp away to Trevor, I would have had these top four wide receivers.
All right, right now, I am in my dynasty. I've got Mike Williams, Davante Adams, and Antonio Brown. I'm very happy with that. I thought I would be rocking Kenny Galladay too, but he's been useless. Basically, cannon fodder.
And I have the true wide receiver one of the Giants, Kadarius.
Well, if he ever can be healthy and stay on the field, I mean, he's got crazy talent, but I don't. What do you want to highlight here? I mean, Cooper Kupp, 97% of snaps. He had 13 targets. We talk about this all the time. If you're a wide receiver and you're getting 13 targets, you're gonna have a fantasy, like a top five fantasy week. It's just.
Yeah, you see guys here with 13, 10, 10, 9, 12 in targets. You get up into that 10-target range and you're not producing. Your name could only be Allen Robinson this season.
Yeah, exactly. So Ja'Marr Chase at 84% of snaps, 10 targets, 8 receptions, over 200 yards. Nutty. Mike Evans, 10 targets. He caught 6 of them, less than 100 yards, but he had 3 touchdowns. So that's going to do it. AJ Brown, hello, thank you. He woke up. He's finally there. And his first half didn't even look that good. But
and Chipotle cleared everything out of his system.
Yeah, he didn't have any energy. But 27 points, 133 yards. He got a touchdown as well. And then Terry McLaurin. Again, Terry McLaurin is super good. He is the new Allen Robinson. He is plagued with bad quarterbacks, and he is still performing. I really hope that they get that figured out for their team because he is a crazy asset for them. Running backs, we have Swift, Harris, Dearness Johnson, Bolden, and Herbert. I know it was bye weeks for everybody. I get it, but this list is just insane. Like
when you have two running backs from the same team at the top, you're thinking, okay, Pollard and Zeke or
Charb and Kamara,
Hunt.
Charb Hunt and yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Damian Harris and Brandon Bolden.
And also, it wasn't even – like, if you look at Brandon Bolden, he had 2 attempts for 0 yards, but he had 7 targets and 6 receptions for almost 80 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's – in half point, that's going to be extremely valuable.
When in all of these blowouts, the running backs – none of the running backs were productive.
No.
Like, aside from New England.
Well, even
– like, all the
– even when you look at Derrick Henry, I mean, he didn't even score – he threw a touchdown, but he didn't even score a touchdown on the ground this week.
I know. That was my biggest – like, if he and Darrell Henderson, those two, both huge disappointments. I had them stacked in DFS, and I thought I was going to crush. No.
Yep, I had Derrick Henry as well. And Derrick Henry still got you, like, what was it, 18 points, something like that?
Yeah, but then if you played Swift instead.
Right, no, exactly.
It was like, I'm just going to take this, walk this ball into the house. I mean, he's a wide receiver
who gets to carry the ball.
He is Austin Eckler, what we wanted Austin Eckler's rushing to be. It's crazy. Now, we'll have to see going forward, you know, if they have to add weapons on the outside.
Oh, 100%. If they don't draft a wide receiver with their top 3 pick. Like,
or sign one of the free agents.
I mean, Allen Robinson will be a free agent. And, I mean, that could – if they're willing to pay up for him, that could be a very juicy
destination.
No, because
he took them – his 2 picks, the 2 places he was going to go at free agency, the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, like, if they don't win a Super –
the Bears just offered, like, $1 million more a year. So, yeah, he's not taking a money offer again. He has suffered through enough. He went to the Jags.
That could be fair.
Bears have cycled through like five quarterbacks in his tenure there in like 3 years, and well, 4 years because he's on the franchise, but it he won't want to be.
No, but there are only so many places. Like Kansas City, I cannot imagine pays up for an offensive weapon for the next 2 years with their contracts, their current way. They're going to pay for defensive players. That makes sense. They desperately need it. The Cowboys are stocked up. Like, they're not losing anybody unless there's an injury. Like, the Bucks, they're not going to sign a fourth wide receiver. There's no way. So, I mean, his options are going to be from, like, unless he takes a massive pay cut, he's not going to go somewhere that's, like, I'm 100% Super Bowl bound. I mean, maybe he would go to the Rams. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, no, I played a lot of Derrick Henry and Damian Harris stacks against me in DFS, and that was kind of rough. But we already talked about D'Ernest Johnson. And then Herbert. Herbert looks great. He really does. Like, that's a gem pick for the Bears. I think that he, on lots of other teams, he could be very valuable. It's tough because the Bears have been in this situation before with Tariq Cohen. They've got a really good running back in Monty, and then they've got another good running back now with Herbert. And I don't know, are they going to split time? Or are they just going to have him be a solid backup?
Yeah, I think that he's done too much to not be on the field. And the thing is, healthy, we have the deepest running back room in the NFL. Like, our fourth running back is now Tariq Cohen.
Right. So, I mean, like,
Damian Williams, Monty, Herbert. Herbert just, he refused to go down.
Yeah,
he's just a bowling
and
ball.
And, you know, and it happens all the time. You get guys who are, you maybe are excited about coming out of college, but they go later in the draft, and it's like, yeah, it's an afterthought, especially for fantasy. But he looked good. We'll go to tight ends. Uzama at one. That's his second number one week. I mean, if he gets the volume, he's gotten two touchdowns. Any tight end scores two touchdowns, they're going to finish a top three.
Yeah, and he didn't get the volume is the key thing here. He got three receptions.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. You're right. That's what I meant to say, is he didn't really.
Three targets and three. Which is just fine because of the fact that he clearly has showing some yard after catch ability. Well, and
I want to sit here. Let me, while you keep going, I want to check his stats.
He juked two guys.
Yeah, he did.
To get two touchdowns. A tight end who can do that is something that you want. I rostered him and dumped him and rostered him and dumped him all off season because he was playing awesome for them last year prior to him tearing his Achilles. Everyone was scared. The Achilles, that's like the death sentence. He has shown up and looks explosive. Frankly, like, people are like, oh, we need to see Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack's done well. Look at Uzama. Like, that's the model for Cam Akers coming back healthy.
Have you seen some Cam Akers training videos?
Yeah, he's working out.
Yeah, he looks. I mean, I know it's all like advertising, right? Because it's before his seasons, before he's got pads on and stuff. But he looks good.
Yeah.
Number two, Kyle Pitts. If Kyle Pitts plays like he's playing the rest of the season, he will return on his draft value. I mean, I don't think that'll happen. I think you'll get games like this though. I think they're figuring out how to use him, and you'll get games like this. You know, like maybe two out of every 3 weeks. I don't think that he's still going to be like, I don't think he's going to be insane.
For context, his two big games are the Jets dumpster fire, Miami, possibly even a bigger dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I mean, with a healthy quarterback, they might be a worse team, which is silly. So that is some context, but clearly they are figuring out that they need to get him the ball, and he's making catches that are extremely impressive routine.
Are you worried about Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, he's just not the same player.
I don't know what it is. I cannot figure out.
He's not as he is not accelerating out of his breaks at the same thing. He has been a technician coming out on his routes. He just does not have the same burst cutting. From what I've seen, he's just not getting the same level of separation. And then if you don't have those cuts, you're losing a little bit on those mid-level routes, which is where he was so good. But I think they're incorporating figuring out how to run Kyle Pitts down the field, a la Julio, and bring Ridley over the middle, get your levels, and then you can have a Cordarrelle Patterson coming out of the backfield running short. I mean, I think they're figuring out – this team is figuring it out. I think we were a little too hard on Arthur Smith. It takes a little bit sometimes to get things to gel. They've got two new weapons right. in Patterson and Pitts and lost stable Julio. So,
yeah.
A lot changed for them real quick.
Three, Gesicki. Four, Moreau. And five, Tonyan. Tonyan actually made his first appearance, it seems. He is a touchdown-dependent guy. We knew that coming into the season. He's shown it here again. Because, I mean, even if you got four receptions and 63 yards, I mean, yeah, in PPR, that's 10 points. But that's not going to get you in the top five, even with, you know, tight ends being the way they are. So you could take a dart throw. I would say even he's definitely streamable again this upcoming week on Thursday with Devonta Adams possibly missing with COVID. So,
yeah.
Alrighty, really quick before we hop into Game Chasers, I just want you guys to know that this show is brought to you by Dynasty Pros. You can go check out dynastypros.com for Devy updates, for IDP updates, and they do lots and lots and lots of other fantasy stuff, all the things that you need to like waiver wire stuff, and they do just all the basic stuff. Go check them out. Go build your dynasty, dynastypros.com. Alrighty, so we're going to move into Game Chasers here really quick, and we'll bounce back and forth between our games that we really, really want to push. Would you like to start us off?
Yeah, so I can start off by going with Minnesota versus Dallas. There's a lot of talent on both of those offenses, and only one of those defenses has really shown up.
Right.
So we'll see. I just think that both those teams support a lot of different fantasy players.
There's a lot of fantasy like team assets out there.
Oh, absolutely. And then the other one I'm actually going to say is Miami-Buffalo. I can't believe it, but Miami just got shut out by them, but they were starting Jacoby Brissett. Tua actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Weapons should be healthier. I think the team is trying to figure some things out, and then you can start Buffalo because Buffalo.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. Especially after a bye week, they're going to be ready to go. The one thing you'll be missing most likely is Dawson Knox, but I mean, you're still going to have Diggs, you're still going to have Sanders. My two games are I want to chase the Tennessee Indianapolis game. The Colts are playing way better football now than they were at the beginning of the season. Carson Wentz is getting better. He is taking care of the ball.
Yeah.
I know
he's confident.
Yeah, exactly. And both of these defenses are not very good, which I know sounds weird considering they just held the Chiefs to 3 points. But the Chiefs have their own stuff going on, man. That is less about how good the Titans are and way more about how bad the Chiefs are, which I never thought would be a sentence I'd say in my lifetime. but I'm really excited for that. Dude, Jonathan Taylor's next run of games is really, really crazy in the matchup department. So he's going to be continuing to feed off of his run that he's been on. And then I want to chase Philadelphia and Detroit. Detroit isn't a good team. Philly's not a good team, but they've both shown that they have fantasy relevant assets that can win you weeks. I mean, Hurts is the QB2, I'm pretty sure. And I think 75 points of his yearly total come from the fourth quarter garbage time. And who cares? Because it's fantasy, right?
Hey, I'll give you Hurts for
Lamar. No. I gotta keep Lamar. Lamar is so I actually was talking with somebody about this today. The difference between how good the Bengals are and how good the Ravens are, the Bengals, I think, have a good team. They're missing an offensive line element, but I think they've got a pretty like decent unit. I don't think the Ravens have a good team. I think they just have one of the best quarterbacks in the league doing the best that he can every single week.
Well, they basically have no offensive linemen left standing.
Right.
I mean, that's not talked about, combined with the fact that they're like five running backs deep.
Oh, it just
got Rashad Bateman back,
and he's looking pretty good too for a rookie wide receiver.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's Game Chasers. We're gonna move on to Week 8 waiver wire targets. Just like every week, we're gonna talk about some of these guys. Just because we're talking about them does not mean go and get them. We're gonna talk about whether we should pay for them, whether you should kind of avoid them. We're gonna start with QBs. The first one we're going to talk about, very obvious, we're approaching the trade deadline for the real NFL, Deshaun Watson. Are you stashing Deshaun Watson in any leagues?
Yeah. I mean, if you have the space for him, he's worth a buck.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because if he gets traded to a team a la Carolina,
yeah,
Robbie Anderson suddenly becomes a very good player. You combine, you know, CMC, DJ Moore, Tommy Tremble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he goes to a team that has someone. He's just, you know, he was on a bad Texans team and he
was still making
put up fantasy
work.
Points. That's all he does. So, you know, he's hurts, but a prolific passer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about it, and you know, they haven't suspended him yet. They might suspend him if he gets traded, if they want to play him, who knows. It's way too early to tell, but as of right now, while he's not suspended, he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. If he gets traded for, he's probably going to start fairly soon, because anyone who's trading for him is doing it to win now. So we just talked about him. Also, Carson Wentz looking much better. I think Carson Wentz is a very decent stream this week against Tennessee.
Oh, absolutely. He's my favorite. He's becoming pretty much my favorite super flex quarterback. He's running. He looks like his old self from 4 years ago.
Yeah, the MVP season.
Now, yeah. So we'll see. But he's got a very solid team around him, and I think they're going to really get some momentum and start doing some solid
work. I think that the worst thing that has happened to them is that, you know, they only really have Pittman. I mean, Hilton's out. Campbell is out. Naeem Hines hasn't really looked the same since he got knocked.
Don't say that about Mo Alley-Cox.
No, well, that's what I wanted to bring up, though. Mo Alley-Cox is, I think, a definite tight end stream candidate moving forward.
I mean, if you have nobody else, you can he's literally the last of the starting tight ends because he's just catching touchdowns.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, but again, like, that volume is going to be there. Well, not volume, but he's going to get looks every single week because, one, he's a mismatch, like, in the size department for any – like, if he's ever got a corner on him, he's going to get a deep shot into the end zone. Like, it's just 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So I really like that, especially when there's no one else there to catch the football. So
yep.
The next one up, not for long, but as long as, you know, while it's still early in the Tua drama, Tua could very well be a stream. I don't know where he's owned at yet in the sense of percentages across the leagues, but if he's not picked up yet, Tua, I think it could probably be an every week starter for you.
Oh. I don't know that I would go that far. There's very few quarterbacks you can say that. He is an excellent stream while he's hot.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is you could pick – as of right now, if I picked him up, I'm not looking to replace him until I need to. It's not like I'm looking to, like, I'm not looking for different matchups.
Well, I mean, you can be nervous about the Buffalo game.
Sure.
I think that they do much better with Tua in there, but Buffalo may just have their number.
Yeah. And then he's most likely owned, but the reason I want to bring it up is they're coming off a bye, so check your leagues. If people had to drop him for skill position players, check out Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has been very good for fantasy this year.
That is true, and they're playing in Dallas, so they're going to have to put up points.
And while we're talking about it, the bye weeks this week are the Ravens and the Raiders, so you're missing Derek Carr and you're missing Lamar Jackson. So.
And you're missing Mark Andrews and Darren
Waller. Yeah, no, exactly. You're missing major tight ends as well. But we'll get to more tight ends. We're moving to wide receivers. Alan Lazard, especially with the Davante Adams news, is going to probably be a one-week rental. Because Devontae's not hurt. He's just got COVID.
Yeah. Yep, I would – if you are the Davante owner, he's a perfect plug and play because, you know, Davante is the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, I agree.
For the rest of the year, and then it's Jamar Chase.
but yeah, Alan Lazard definitely streamable, especially like you mentioned for your Devontae owner. Russell Gage, what do you think about this?
Who does Atlanta play?
They play the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably play Russell Gage. I would.
Yeah, that team is falling apart. Now, pay attention if they activate. I don't think J.C. Horn can.
No,
J.C.
Horn is probably out unless we made playoffs, but that's not looking likely. So I'm assuming J.C. Horn's out for season. But if Stephon Gilmore is able to be activated, but that would be that'd be a different story.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
But you know. He's still – Russell Gage is still going to be the 3 option. He's probably the 3B because the 3A is Cordarrelle Patterson, I would guess. But next up, we got Dante Pettis. Dante Pettis had a pretty all right game for the Giants.
Yeah, he got in on a touchdown. We'll see. That was a strange just watch the call. I thought he was down.
He also – he caught all 5 of the balls that were thrown to him, so he took advantage of his opportunity. If they want to increase that – it's weird with the Giants. I don't know what their wide receiver situation is going
to
look like.
There's so many wide receivers week to week. But here's the thing that's coming out. You want to start whoever their top 2 are.
Right. Daniel Jones is looking good.
Dude, if that guy had a team around him, it would just be so much better.
I mean, and the best thing he's doing this year is he's taking care of the football. Like,
oh, absolutely. He actually looks like, dare I say, a franchise quarterback.
I wonder if they'll extend him because
here's what you do. You give that guy money and you front load it to 2 years of guarantees. And then you give him 3 years of non-guarantees.
So you can get out if it's not working out later.
You can get out if it's not working out, but then you can pay him. You don't have to pay him what Baker Mayfield wants to get paid.
Right. No, that's true. And if you do it early.
If you pay him $20, $25 million a year, that kid from Duke who got drafted to be Eli Manning's clone is thrilled. And if you have a quarterback who works out for $20 to $25 million every year, that's insane what you can do for the rest of your team.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree. And you're going to have to – I mean, Barkley is what on – this is his 4th year in the league. I mean, he'll get his 5th-year option next year. I mean, I hate to say it, but if the Giants are
– Did they pick it up ahead of time?
What's that?
Did they pick it up ahead
of time? I don't know if they – they might have. There's a solid chance. I mean, it's Saquon. But even if they didn't, let's just say that they will because it's cheap, right? I mean, it'll be cheap comparatively. I don't know if the Giants keep him after that. I mean, think about how expensive he would be, right?
Yeah.
So
you have to pay you have to do something for the offensive line.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's where your shared priority should be. You have some crazy weapons on the outside. You can draft a acceptable running back that is not Saquon level. And let somebody else pay Saquon Barkley.
And then the final wide receiver I really want to talk about, Kendrick Bourne. All right.
No.
Yeah, I don't want people to get sucked into this trap. Yeah, the last 2 weeks he scored 14 and 15 points. Guy, it's on like 3 targets, 4 targets. He's not even.
No, they've won games.
Right.
Or been in a crazy shootout with Dallas.
Yeah.
They put up a lot of points. This isn't their formula.
Not at all. Not at all. And I liked Kendrick Bourne before. I was excited when he got signed, but he really has just been irrelevant. So
he's been a good wide receiver for the team,
right? But not for fantasy. I just want people to know, like, yeah, he's putting up some points for fantasy. I wouldn't chase it. Running backs. So with Miles Sanders out, this is where things get tough. Yeah, Boston Scott or Kenneth Gainwell, one of them maybe. One of them is going to be a starting running back in the NFL, and if you have them, I don't know if the Eagles are going to use them.
Kenneth Gainwell.
But how many carries do you think he'll get?
Kenneth Gainwell. That's on. Just do it.
Are you starting Kenneth Gainwell?
I would start Kenneth Gainwell as an RB2. He's a slam flex play.
He's a slam flex. I mean, because, like, I look at Miles Sanders. He had 15 and 13 carries in weeks 1 and 2. Then he had 2 carries, 7 carries, 11 carries, 9 carries, 6 carries. I know he left in this last game with the 6 carries, but they don't run the football. And I don't know if that's just offensive mindset. I don't know if they're allergic to it. I don't know what it is, but I mean, that's what scares me about this. So I'm kind of out on it. And unless I'm the Miles Sanders owner, I'm not chasing either of these guys.
I mean, fair enough.
Brandon Bolden, don't chase it. Don't chase the points.
See, and he's not that crazy level, but he's taken the James White role.
Yeah, but so maybe look, in full point PPR, if you need a flex, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're desperate in a redraft, I'd rather take a shot on a guy who's going to get 5-6 receptions and a couple carries on a team that utilizes their running backs very well. Brandon Bolden would be a guy I would be willing to play.
We already talked about Dearness Johnson at the top of the show, but again, if you have him, you're not dropping him. If he's still on waivers, which I very highly doubt for most leagues, but if he's still on waivers and you're the Chubb owner, go get him. I really just kind of wanted to mention that. I don't think he's worth talking about. We know what he is. We know what he can do behind that offensive line. But Elijah Mitchell, I do want to talk about him. The whole 49ers backfield is owned. Like, the only thing that's happening is right now, Trey Sermon is getting dropped. That's what's happening right now. But Jeff Wilson is going to be back soon. You have Elijah Mitchell. Where are you leaning for who is going to get a bulk of the carries, bulk of the work?
It's Elijah Mitchell.
I think so, too. I
he's shown out. I mean, he's a perfect fit for the run scheme, and it shows.
Do you think that – would you rather start – let me think here. Would you rather start Elijah Mitchell or – here, let me think of some good. We'll move on to tight ends now. I want to come back to this because I want to do like a heat check on Elijah Mitchell just based on how he played the other night. So for our tight ends, we got Zach Ertz. A lot of people own him just based on what happened with the trade, but he looked good. I mean, it was his first game as a Cardinal. He had a touchdown. Mo Alley Cox, we already talked about him. He's a huge man. He's gonna get end zone targets. And then Robert Tonyan, again, touchdown dependent, but he's kind of somebody I'd be targeting. Well, you're missing Darren Waller and Mark Andrews this week, so.
Yeah.
yeah.
Tight ends.
I know. It's like they're hit or miss a lot. They're mostly misses. Sometimes you're going to get some people to go off that like Uzama. I'd very rarely tell people to stream him. Because who knows? It's just such, if you had to have like a touchdown or something, maybe you could do it. But then he goes off for, you know, 3 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's just, what are the odds? Defenses is kind of new. We don't talk defenses a whole lot, but I mean, these are just some of the better ones to start. I'm thinking this upcoming week, Bengals versus the Jets. Soup, that's a slam dunk. Niners versus the Bears, probably a slam dunk. And then Buffalo versus Miami. Buffalo, this is weird because with Tua coming back, I don't know if it'll be as brutal as it was last time, but Buffalo's still good. They're coming off their bye week. I if a lot of people held Buffalo defense just because of how they've been scoring, they're probably going to play them, so.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to talk about in the waiver wire pickups that we didn't get a chance to chat about?
No, I think we did. I think we did pretty good in covering. Okay.
Then we have our new final segment of the show. We're doing our weekly DFS showdown. It is presented to you by B3T Sports. B3T Sports, there's always something to bet on. Go check them out at b3tsports.com. They've got all sorts of news from sports betting, fantasy football, NFT, all of that sort of stuff. There's Zed Run Racing. You can go check that out. Check it out, b3tsports.com. So we are doing just a standard captain, like a captain's DFS for the Thursday night game, Arizona versus Green Bay. And we're going to kind of go through the way this works is you get $50,000 given to you by DraftKings. And then you have these, all the players are given a value, and you have to build your team for under the $50,000 budget. And then obviously it's scored like fantasy. And the winner in a tournament style, the number one scorer gets a share of the money. We are going to be competing head to head every week from now on till the end of the season in DFS. We'll be competing for the Thursday night game. And do you want to start us off with who you chose as your captain?
Yeah, I chose Chase Edmonds.
This is good.
Yeah. Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, what made you go with them?
So in DraftKings, it's points per reception.
Yep.
In a captain, you want as many targets as possible. And this will be an interesting game. So I think it may be that Chase Edmonds gets some additional work. He's going to be healthier.
Sure.
So I'm not going to chase the James Conner touchdowns.
That's what I did. I'm going for the James Conner touchdowns, goal line work. He's for a captain price, he's 11,700. And that's why I went with for my captain. I just think that if I'm going to win, I want something that is lower ownage percentage in my captain slot, just because if he goes off, that gives you an extra half of a scoring league above people, you know. My first flex, I went with Kyler. I think it's a no-brainer. Packers defense, they're missing their corners. Kyler's been playing MVP level football for a lot of the season, so
yeah. And then I also have Murray. Yep. And then I also have Rodgers. I think it's going to be a lot of passing.
Sure.
Which Edmonds, we'll see. I think that they'll not be able to use Devondre Campbell in coverage on him. So I just think he's going to get some more of the work than most people. And then I also have Alan Lazard.
Sure.
Because Davante Adams is going to be out.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
And I think he's more likely to get a touchdown than Randall Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Mason Crosby.
See, I almost took a kicker, but I did not. I was very close.
Yeah, and I thought about Prater, but with the exception of last week against the Washington football team, every red zone trip, the Packers had allowed a touchdown. Mm. And I don't think they suddenly figured it out. I think that Washington did everything in their power.
I would agree with that.
So I would expect it to regress back closer to what they had been doing. Therefore, I went with the big body guy, also AJ Green. Yeah.
I am surprised you went with Green over Kirk, although I think Kirk is more expensive.
I don't remember.
I think Kirk was like, I want to say he was 71 or 770 or sorry, 71 or 7, something like that.
Yeah, and I might have been able to finagle it to that, but
I did not have Rodgers. I really think that the Packers are going to struggle without Davante Adams. I think that Rodgers is good, but I really do think this Cardinals defense is good. I actually did start the Cardinals defense because they're cheap. They're 3,000. Starting a defense is really cheap. And starting Randall Cobb, also very cheap. I just think that his volume will go up because they're missing Davante Adams. But doing that allowed me to grab DeAndre Hopkins and grab Aaron Jones. I think that Aaron Jones is kind of disappointed this year, right? I mean, he's fine.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give him a shot here. I really like the idea of two pretty solid running backs, a really good wide receiver, and then kind of letting Kyler do the rest on the other side. So that is mine. We both spent $49,900. We both have $100 left over, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Is there anything else that you want to talk about fantasy-wise? While we have all the people's attention.
I mean, most of you, your trade deadline is probably getting close.
Sure.
Just monitor what you want to go
and get.
get. So, you know, look at end of season. You know, if you're dominating, go look at matchups for the championship weeks, which should be 15, 16, 17, not because 18 should be the week off.
Sure.
Because we have an 18-game season now, so that's changed. But, yeah, go see if you can get some guys that trade for some guys that have the matchups, or trade for, if you need to make the playoffs, trade for some guys who have
nice schedules,
really good matchups coming up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, Kenneth Gainwell gets who do he have? They have Detroit and the Chargers, maybe. And Chargers are not good against the run.
Okay. Before we go, I did want to circle back to this Elijah Mitchell thing. So, would you rather play him against the Bears this week, or play Antonio Gibson against Denver?
Elijah Mitchell.
Would you rather play Elijah Mitchell or Chuba Hubbard against Atlanta?
Give me Mitchell.
Mitchell, okay. Would you rather play Mitchell, or would you play Williams for Kansas City against the Giants?
I mean, that's not even hard. It's Mitchell.
Oh, really? Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs suck, but they usually can score points. So I don't know.
You want the guys who can get you 100 yards?
I mean, that's nice for a floor, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Elijah Mitchell, look, the Bears have been bad. They're, at the very least, the 49ers are not going to be blown out of this game.
Elijah Mitchell or Damian Harris? Damian Harris, they play the Chargers.
Oh, Damian Harris,
yeah.
Chargers allow too much down the middle.
All right. Well, that's our show. That's Fantasy Fight Night. Like we said before, check us out on Anchor. Check us out on Spotify, YouTube. You can also subscribe to YouTube, get notifications for when we post. Follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Fight Night. We're out of here.